We're working, we're in the lab, and we're gonna make sure this happens as soon as possible.
Welcome to an episode of the Sports Genes Into the Lab podcast, where sports analysts and experts dissect the latest news from the NBA and NFL, giving you a unique view on some of the hottest topics around your favorite teams. From the fresh field smells of the NFL to the hardwood courts of the NBA, and possibly your comfy couch for your fantasy football team. Let's see what kind of news the lab is working with today. Here's your host from the Sports Analytics Headquarters in San Antonio, Texas, Ernest Silva.
We are back. We are back in studio, an off night, Saturday night, because it is Super Bowl week and we're going to have lots of fun today. I am your host, Ernest Silva of the IntoLab podcast in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. Happy rodeo, San Antonio. I'm here in studio with, of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Alondo in studio. In studio producer, you see that hand? There it is. We're on the backup camera, having some technical difficulties early, but it wouldn't be ITL without it. Season 5, episode 28, coming at you. You're listening live late night tonight, Saturday eve before the big Super Bowl game with the Chiefs and the 49ers. Joining us today, as he has all week and all season, Chris Connor with the Last Call Podcast. What's up, Chris?
Not much, and I guess congratulations are in order to you. I know we're going to talk Super Bowl, but still, you're basically, your son from another mother, that's right, C.J. Stroud, won Offensive Rookie of the Year. You called it. Will Anderson won Defensive Rookie of the Year. Then also Andre Johnson, Houston, Texas class 2024 Hall of Famer. Were you peacocking? Were you peacocking at the house going, that's right, 3-0 for the Texans? I mean, I could hear you peacocking with Long Borak going, it's a Texans world.
Yep, it was absolutely bonkers. It was absolutely peacocking. You missed a great show. It was all over the place. I was just dancing, looking like Adam Sandler in Eight Crazy Nights, doing the dance across the floor. It was crazy stuff. So,
Chris Connor, if you've never seen Ernest Peacock, it's a hell of a cock.
It's a sight to behold. It's a sight to behold. Oh. I think the only thing that gets greater than that is if the Texans or Cowboys actually win a Super Bowl. So I think at that point, it's just bonkers. So, but yeah, it was phenomenal. Still more to come. The development of both teams is going to be great. And Texans have a long, long, long journey. CJ proud in this house, that's for sure. CJ proud. But happy to have you, Chris. Happy to have Londo in studio. Londo's done his homework. We're going to have some fun. We're going to chat and talk Super Bowl. If you're here, you're tuning in. If you're listening on any podcast streaming platform, it's because you're here for the bets. And we're going to talk bets quite a bit. We're going to give some background on what we're looking at and what we're talking about here on this late night episode, the latest and greatest before tomorrow morning's early release news and where your profits may be going. Again, sponsored and powered by The Sport Gene. Hashtag what's in your DNA, the new slogan for The Sport Gene. Today, if you and your show or you are a content creator, join The Sport Gene by messaging myself, Steve the General Reisner, Kenny Cotterell from Competitive Hedge, or anybody on this show, and we will definitely make you a part of the family. All right, round number one is news around the NFL. It's Let's Talk Football, and we're going to talk right into some of the highlight news before we get to the bets. And you know where I like to start, Chris? I like to start with guys who don't really or shouldn't really be talked about. So let's just start with the hot topics, right? Let's go right into Mr. Irrelevant. And we take it to the max. That's right, Mr. Irrelevant to possible Super Bowl champion. We're going to talk Brock Purdy to start things off here. Chris Connor, how impressive is it to you, first off, that Brock Purdy is here and we're talking about him in the Super Bowl?
I mean, it's a little bit impressive, but it just, That team is loaded for Bear. We called the 30th of the season. I mean, as long as he didn't screw up, they were going to the Super Bowl. I mean, you look at that offense, you've got possibly a Hall of Famer at tight end in George Kittles. You have, I thought, you know, until the last 2 weeks of the season, the NFL Hall MVP in Christian McCaffrey. You got Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Raheem Mostert. I mean, that's a team. That offense is just loaded with skill players. So as long as a quarterback doesn't screw up too badly, yeah, I expected them to be in the Super Bowl. He's played pretty well in Spurs. I give him that. But let's not go crazy here. It's not like Mahomes, who's been carrying that offense. It's basically just, all right, Purdy, don't screw up. Just keep your hand on the pedal and don't screw up.
So they named the street leading to his high school with his name. So it's now Brock Purdy Way. I thought that was pretty cool. Pretty cool thing for your alma mater to celebrate you like that. But Brock Purdy is actually not the first Mr. Irrelevant to play in the Super Bowl. He'll be the first quarterback, but he's not the first player. Do you know who the first player was that was Mr. Irrelevant to play in the Super Bowl?
Of course, that was Matthew Moore with the New England Patriots.
Yes, yeah, that absolutely was. Yeah, and he ended up winning one, right? He ended up winning one in 2001. Now the first starter, right? Somebody who actually plays the game all the way through, is actually Ryan Succop, right? He got drafted by the Bucks, and then he ends up winning it with Tom Brady in 2021. It took a while.
What positions were they in?
Kicker. This one's a kicker. Yeah. The first one was a linebacker. Am I right about that?
Yes. Chris? Matthew Moore was a linebacker, specialty player. And yeah, Ryan Succop was the first kicker, kicker who actually, Mr. Irrelevant, who was actually sort of, an impact player in the Super Bowl for Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah. So here we have now a quarterback.
How do you get the title Mr. Irrelevant?
So you are the last pick in the draft.
Ah, okay.
You are the guy that gets the Mr. Irrelevant parade. And because really you're celebrating, you're this last person is really not going to mean much, right? Yeah, you're Mr. Irrelevant. So it's really kind of fun. I mean, some people dread it. Like some people are like, should I get this title? And other people really kind of bask in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's pretty awesome. Even if I just got drafted, I'd probably be more like this.
Give me a hell yeah.
I mean, I'm making money, right? But the fact that he gets to lead the 49ers and a team that's right now favored to win the Super Bowl is pretty awesome. As far as Brock Purdy and the pressure, I don't have a high pressure meter on Brock Purdy. I think at this point, you're going to say, manage the game, do what you need to do, play pretty average, and your team will probably be victorious. Chris Connor, as far as a pressure meter, 1 to 10, what pressure meter do you have on Brock Purdy before we move on?
I'll give him a 6. I mean, there's pressure in terms of if they don't win, people won't blame him, but it'll be like, this will be all of a sudden, you'll have Kyle Shanahan going, all right, do we need to upgrade? Do I need to look at maybe Kirk Cousins? Do I need to maybe swing a trade for, Justin Fields? I mean, because you'll get to that point where it's like, okay, if I don't win the Super Bowl and I need to go through Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Joe Burrow, I need a quarterback who can match up those guys.
Yeah, I think for me, as long as the Niners stay healthy, they're the team to beat. So it's going to be a fun game. And don't forget, if you're watching, if you're tuning in, you have a chance today to win some money, right? So if you comment, we do this every year, if you comment the correct score. So if you're listening to this late night Saturday and you still have a chance, you want to comment the correct score in our comment feed on this video, wherever you're listening or wherever you're showcasing. This could be Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube. You comment the correct story, you win $50. If you comment that and you tag two people, you get double the prize if you win. So Londo is so excited. He's pounding the desk over here. He's going to go put his score right now. We'll transition to defense. All right.
Don't you know, follow, just get it out with your dress. Samuel.
A big story on here is Deebo Samuel for me, Chris Connor. Deebo Samuel coming into this game. You know, he got his name after the character in Friday for the bully named Deebo.
That's awesome.
True story. it's actually quite hilarious. But Deebo's been absolutely had a roller coaster season, right? He's been performing at a really high level, or he's gone down and been performing and hurt and been very minimal in games. And when he is on, the Niners are pretty much unstoppable. It's pretty much how Deebo carries them. It sounds to me like he's about 80% healthy, which means that the Niners should be rolling and playing through him again in the championship. Chris Connor, Debo's impact on this game to you, is a mandatory to have him at full strength and performing, or do you feel like he's just part of the nucleus of weapons that the Niners have?
I think he needs to be fully healthy, because this is the best secondary they're going to face it during this road to the Super Bowl. You look at the 49ers, and it was, all right, Packers secondary, you know, they're weak. It was weak of a safeties. Now, I'm not a big fan of Eric Stokes. Lions are good, not great. You know, bend, not break. Chiefs have. You look at two Pro Bowl cornerbacks. They have Mike Edwards and Justin Reed at safety. You know, they've shut down offenses so far in a passing game. They did it with Tua Tagovailoa and Tyreek Hill. They basically shut down, you know, Josh Allen's passing, and then they shut down the Ravens. So yeah, if Debo's not healthy, this could be a long game for 49ers, because this Chiefs defense, they've made very good quarterbacks look very pedestrian.
I mean, Deebo this year, he leads the league in yards after the catch. He leads the league with 8.8 yards after the catch. He's averaging a high 6.3 yards per carry when he's rushing it. He's the only receiver since he was drafted in 2018 to have 4,000 receiving yards and 1,000 rushing yards. I mean, he is just a Swiss Army knife, and you can use him any which way to carve up the defense, and a defense that has been susceptible this year to these type of wide receivers. If you go back to the Chiefs, they've given up wide receiver one performances 6 times this year. And that's a high mark. I wanted to make this other important note before we move on and we go to our other topics with the Chiefs, is that when Deebo Samuel touches the ball or does not touch the ball in the fourth quarter, the Niners have never won a game. It's a crazy stat. Wow. Since he was drafted, if he does not touch the ball in the fourth quarter, they do not win. So, crazy stat. Last 30-second take, Chris Connor with the Last Call podcast.
I think this is I'm not going to say Deebo Samuel is going to be not held without a catch, but look, it's going to be tough for him, because Kansas City Chiefs, they have, you know, a guy who you have to go watch out from at defense is none other than Jarius Sneed. He has shut down a lot of good cornerbacks. He did with Odell Beckham. He did it with Tyreek Hill. He did it with Stephon Diggs. I mean, none of those guys had huge games against the Chiefs. So if I'm a Chiefs, I'm just putting Sneed right on Deebo Samuel, telling him, all right, take him out. And all of a sudden now it's like, well, either Kittles or Ayuk have to step up. And that makes that defense, you know, the offense, the passing game for the 49ers very weak.
I think Chidavius Ward is a big deal in this game. I think just having intel and understanding from the other side, seeing Ward move from Kansas City to San Francisco in the offseason, I think that plays a big piece to this. It's going to be something to watch. We see the adaptations of Andy Reid in that offense early on in the game. Absolutely great stuff, though. As we transition, let's talk some Chiefs. I really want to focus on the guy behind center. We're going to talk some Patrick Mahomes and give our takes on this last story before we talk about bets, which is why you're here, which is why you're taking notes, and why you're listening on the Intellab Podcast. All right, let's talk about Patrick Mahomes. I was going to bring it up. Everybody's talking about it. I've tuned it out. I have not listened to the national media. I decided to do my own homework. We're going to duke this out, Chris Connor. Let's talk about Mahomes. If he's chasing the GOAT title right now, right? And he needs a Super Bowl to keep up. So maybe I'm wrong there. I feel like that he does. But Patrick Mahomes chasing the GOAT title. For me, it's 2 versus 3 right now in the GOAT chase. He needs number 3 to tie up Tom Brady and to continue on pace to beat Tom Brady. What are your thoughts on Patrick Mahomes chasing the GOAT title? What does it do to him if he wins, and what does it do to him if he loses?
I mean, look, if he wins, you could argue that he is then the second best quarterback of the last 50 years. I mean, what he has done is just remarkable. And you look at his offense, he's had to evolve his game. And people have talked about how he's more patient. He's understanding sometimes, you know, what the smart play is. Earlier, you know, in his first two seasons, you would see him, and it was, you know, that, you know, basically wild sometimes, you know, Brett Favre mentality. Well, I'm going to make the big play. I'm going to throw downfield. And he would get intercepted at times because he has faith in his arm and that he can squeeze it in there. So far, the last six games of the playoffs, he has done an interception. He's understood, okay, well, I got to trust the defense more. I got to trust, you know, playing smart. And that's why he has zero interceptions in the last six games, which is just incredible. And look, the offense isn't as what it was the first time he took on the 49ers in the Super Bowl. It's much more balanced and less, you know, big explosive plays. But him and Travis Kelce have that sixth sense. You know, Isaiah Pacheco has allowed him to be able to run the ball more effectively. He is the Reaper. When things get tough, when things are, you know, close, he is the guy that you look and go, all right, he will make the winning play. He will basically cut your heart out. He's done it to now three different teams in this postseason. Well, I'm going to put it at 4-0 again. And he's winning Super Bowl number 3 this year.
The big conversation was, like, when you play roulette, you don't get off the color, right? You ride the color. It's been you ride Mahomes if he's winning, right? And nobody has proven they can beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. And nobody has proven that yet. And so we keep putting the money on Mahomes and the Chiefs until somebody can show it. And I really am going to ride that home with today's conversation a bit. I do want to compare some stats, right? Because there's going to be some people like, keep the GOAT's name out of your mouth, right? Or you're going to have some people like Steve the General Reisner that comes at me.
It may be funny to you, motherfucker, but it's not funny to me, okay?
And then I have to start backtracking because people get offended. But let's compare some stats. I think there's some that are perspective. I know Tom Brady was not in the full-on, quote-unquote, passing era of football. But if we have to talk and compare Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, it's important to note that he leads by 10,000 passing yards already at this point in their careers. He more than doubles, or he's right at the double mark for passing touchdowns. He's won two MVPs, and Tom Brady at this point hadn't. He would tie Super Bowl wins with a win, and he would double playoff game appearances over Tom Brady with this Super Bowl that he's going to play in. So he is on pace and on par, well on par, to be in the GOAT conversations with Tom Brady. Now, Tom takes an exclusive route by himself with the amount of wins he starts racking up at this point forward in his career. So it would take something miraculous, because the Chiefs team, to me, this is one of those points where it can really start going downhill for a franchise. And you can start seeing some chain reaction, the crowd catching up to the leader, or the group catching up to the leader at this point in the race. So we'll have to see what happens with Mahomes and the Chiefs. But I will say this, he is on par for the GOAT title, and I am enjoying it. Londo, 30-second take on Mahomes.
I mean, there's just no denying it. He is one of the greatest. I mean, he has been consistent. He has been, I mean, there's no denying it. And like you said, you know, you get to ride that Patrick Mahomes wins, you know, he's consistent. He will not let you down. So I'm on board. I mean, in my opinion, he already is a GOAT, but I get it. You know, there's some people out there, you know, with, he doesn't have all the wins, doesn't have this or that, but he's going to get there no matter what. He's young. A guy still has a lot of time. He's going to get there. So in my opinion, yeah, he's already up there.
I love it. Londo's already coming in with the GOAT conversation, saying he's already the GOAT. I'm not even going to touch on that. Chris Conner, last 30-second take before we take transition to bets.
I'm going to give you a number here that people don't talk about enough, and that is six. That's the number of tackles that Patrick Mahomes had to go through, which – I don't think people understand, like, the one of the best things early in Brady's career was Matt Light. That was always, you know, the left tackle of a guy that he didn't have to worry about, you know, giving up stuff on his blind side. He had Dan Copen for, you know, 4 out of 6 years. That offensive line was like, all right, where it's in, they're veterans, they get it. Mahomes had to go through a bunch of guys. He started off with Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz. Then it was Andrew Wiley and Orlando Brown Jr. Then now it's Tywan Taylor and Smith from Tampa Bay. I mean, he's not had, you know, this offensive line, you know, Donovan Smith, who it's like every 2 years, oh, new offensive line, new tackles. Hey, you got to break him in. You got to get used to him. And yet he's been to the AFC Championship game 6 straight years. This will be his fourth, you know, Super Bowl. I mean, you can change people around him, and he keeps on getting there. So to me, he's right now ahead of the GOAT because he basically has had to rejigger everything. Even though there's new people, new faces, new names, it's like, all right, well, we're going along. I'm going to drag you people with me, or we're going on the ride together. And that's the impressive part.
I'm not going to chase the who's the GOAT now, but I will say he's on par. We're going to do this slow transition. Again, you're watching the IntoLab podcast with your host, Ernest Silva, and in-studio producer, Londo Mendoza, and of course, from the Last Call podcast, Chris Connor. We have somebody else joining the crew right after this transition. As we get into those special prop bets we talk about every year, we usually nail a few of those, so take those pen and papers out. We'll be right back after this smooth transition. All right, let's talk about some bets. Joining the crew, Just Luke has entered the fray. What's going on, my man?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Absolutely, yep. We can.
Perfect. I'm on the road. So, Ernest, I want to first apologize. I have been out celebrating my 1 year sobriety today. So,
congratulations.
I have, we have been having family game night. So, everybody just took off, and now I am with my boys for the rest.
If I ever had to put money in betting on you, Luke, I'm going to tell you right now, this is the clip I would play.
Easy
with.
Money!
That's my money on you, brother.
You're the good in my book, Luke.
Monkey face.
Well, it's good to see you guys.
The show. Congrats.
Yep, it is great to see you guys. Want to talk some sports with you. But here's one thing, though, before we get started, all right?
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you this.
Let's hear it.
Patrick Mahomes has lost to Tom Brady as his first game. His first game. Able. Can you hear me?
We might have lost you a bit there, but go ahead. Keep going.
There we go. All right. So Tom Brady beat Patrick Mahomes in his first loss, his first playoff loss, and his first Super Bowl loss. So we're just going to throw that out there.
Okay. All right. No, that's fair. That's fair. But, of course, you have to teach the youngins a trick or two, right? Like that's going to happen.
True.
Head to head, though, true. I wanted to make sure I had it queued up, right? Mahomes is 3-1 against Brady in regular season. So even though he lost the first one, he won 3 more. And then in the playoffs, he never beat Brady. So we'll leave it there with that, right? Like, yes, we know. In the clutch time, he lost to him both times. Yeah. We completely understand that. But it's a good insight. But Luke, we have to get into some of the serious stuff here. I mean, the people are waiting. People's ears are burning. They're like, you guys shut the hell up. We listen to ESPN Disney pundits all fucking week, and we just want to hear what your bets are so we can make money. I get it, right? Long story short, we're about to get into it. Let's talk about the first one. Reba is the woman we're going to talk about because the national anthem length betting time is 1:30.5. That's the over-under for the national anthem length. Now, we're not going to say we're experts on this show, but we have hit this bet the last 4 years on this show. The national anthem length for Reba in her rehearsals is 1 minute and 32 seconds. You just so happen to have two singers on this group today. So we're not going to call ourselves experts, but I'm going to ask Londo a very important question. Londo, when you're in performance, do you tend to rush or do you tend to slow down?
Man, that's a good question. You actually tend to slow down, I think. You get in the mode.
You get nervous. You got the jitters running.
Yeah. It's a little different for us, but I think, I mean, personally, I think I would it'd be slowing down a little bit.
Okay. So Londo says that he slows down. I actually tend to rush. So I rush a bit. So I'm going to, we're on the opposite sides here. So Chris Connor, we're going to start with you. National Anthem, 1 minute, 30 and a half seconds. Are you pounding the over or the under on this bet?
I'm going over. I mean, look, it is Reba McEntire. She's not going to just, you know, go by this quickly here. She's going to, you know, she has chops. So if you have chops, you're going to make sure, all right, we're hitting the high notes. We're, you know, getting the crowd into it. She's patriotic. So I'm going over. I'm going to go 1 minute, 40 seconds.
Whoa. You're basking in that one. You're hitting Fergie level there. Just Luke's.
So my pundits have researched all week for Reba McEntire. She has officially sang the national anthem at sporting events twice in her career, and both times have come in under 1 minute, 30 seconds. So that means third time, got to go over.
Well, that was a swaparoo there. That was people were writing the under, all your followers, and then you pulled this shit on them.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Damn.
Ernest, listen, man, I'm not trying to get political, but it's the Super Bowl, my guy.
It's like, true. You bask in that shit.
You gotta give it your all.
You do.
Got to.
I'm with you. So surprisingly, and Londo, I'm guessing you're going to say over on this one too?
Yeah.
I was over. I thought I was going to be the only over person. So I'm actually really shocked right now. I hate to follow the crowd, and I'm not going to play the goat thing yet. But I will say we'll take the over. We've hit this 4 years in a row, so I wouldn't be surprised if we hit it again. National Anthem over 1 minute, 30 and a half seconds. Love it, right? I'll take it all day. But I agree. I think Reba's going to bask in that shit. This may be her last halftime performance for National Anthem on the big stage. So I'm going to say she's going to bask in that shit heavily.
Yeah. I love Reba.
I absolutely agree. I got to say, they missed having a guy who should have been singing the Super Bowl, Wayne Newton. If it's in Vegas, you got to have somebody who is Vegas. Damn it.
That's true.
I don't disagree with
that. That's true.
I don't disagree with that. Or give us like a group of four that have had like regulars there, you know, have them do a quartet all day. I want Fergie again. God, that was very strenuous for me. It's hard to even watch that. If you're not sure what we're talking about, the Fergie situation, just look.
No Sean Moreno didn't even cry at that one.
Oh my gosh, that was bad. Let's go with our next favorite, which is what we've hit 4 years in a row, the color Gatorade. Now, we usually have some sort of insight. We listen to some people. We've gotten lucky. So let's talk a little bit about the odds with this, right? So orange and purple were the last two Gatorades that were thrown when the Chiefs won last. So no consistency from the team that many would have are the betting favorite right now with the Chiefs. Orange has been picked the most historically. It's hit five times. Blue and clear have hit the second most four times historically. Now, there have been four times in the history of this that there is no Gatorade bath or liquid bath, because we don't know if it's Gatorade. No Gatorade bath at all, right? So the odds on favorite right now is purple, because purple was the last one the Chiefs used, and the Chiefs right now are the betting favorite day-to-day with the daily books right now. So, guys, purple comes in at plus 250, red plus 275, yellow, green at plus 300, blue plus 350, orange plus 500, which is what the Chiefs used in 2020. Clear water, so the clear one that actually historically is the most or second most, plus 1,000. So $10 for your one if it ends up being clear. And if there's no Gatorade bath, it's 16 to 1. It's 1,600. So I'm going to go around the room. I started with Chris Connor. I'm going to start with you, just Luke. Give me your logic. What color or non-color are you picking for this bet?
Oh, I'm slamming orange. I mean, that's just the go-to. I think for both teams, right? Like, it's that has always been my the best.
It's good money.
That is the goat of Gatorade. What are we talking about?
That's true.
It's good money too. Like that is.
That is extremely good money.
That orange at +500 looks really crispy.
It's the original color, yeah. Right?
Londo, what do you pick?
Yeah, I would hope for red, if I'm being honest. I mean, I just feel like it'd go.
Because he wants red for Taylor Swift. That's why he wants it. Don't lie.
Okay, yeah, I do.
Londo's going red.
I'm
going
to go with the red.
Chris Connor.
You know what? I'm going with two colors, orange and purple.
You're going to have a mix.
Right. It's going to be a mix because it was orange and purple last year for the Chiefs. I'm going, all right, you know what? Why not again? You know, it's like, you know, lucky underwear. You don't change it when you're on a hot streak. If you're a Chiefs, don't change your Gatorade.
Ernest, I mean, I assume that the equipment people have to follow the same rules of gambling, correct? Because what is stopping somebody from filling it up and then just straight betting it? Right?
Like nothing, right?
We found the Ponzi scheme of the NFL. Like, I need to get it in with one of these guys.
You do, the equipment manager. But that means you're predicting the winner, too.
I need to get in with them. Yeah.
I would just put like $50,000 on the two colors you know from each team, and then you're going to make money at that point,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
I think for me, it's
I have to throw this out. Patrick Mahomes has signed with Prime Beverage, so Prime could make an appearance. It was Super Bowl. They could dump Prime on the winning coach. I'm just saying. Logan Paul says he's going to be at the game. Mahomes is Prime's, you know, NFL spokesman. I could see it. Throwing it out there,
I might slip a couple of units on no Gatorade bath. I might slip a couple units that way. I don't know. Something feels like I'm tending that way with my betting on this. I am betting Clearwater. I think that's what's going to end up being it. I think it's going to be I think both teams are so strict by the book that it's going to be like this. Oh, they're just so boring. It's Clearwater or it's clear Gatorade or it's just water. And it's going to be ice water or something. It's going to be super nonchalant. So I'm taking the clear. I'm going to put some units on that. I'm going to see what happens. That could be really profitable for us. But that's it. We're kind of all the way around on this. I wouldn't be surprised if it's red. But you know, I'm going to go clear water on this one. Before we hit our last two special bets that we're going to talk about here on ITL, I'm going to show you a quick bit of the stream team from our former partners in crime, BCMG. The stream team's still going strong. Some of those streamers doing wonderful things. Check out some of their profiles on twitch.tv or Facebook Gaming. And I believe some are on Kick now, the Kick app. If you haven't been on Kick, check out that. And we're going to talk a little bit about the coin toss. And we're going to talk a little bit about Taylor Swift in just a hot second. Stay tuned.
Jill going down the hill, gonna go fetch Jack in his little pill. Jack feeling down and that's pretty bad. Let's go.
Oh, yo, clip that. Clip that headshot.
Nice.
Oh!
Ah, a pistol. What the? Okay, that didn't count.
Oh! Woo, let's go, baby, clutch it up. Yeah, I like it.
What? No way. Did that precision just kill me?
Let's go.
Nice, Papa.
Papa with the clutch kill at the end. Let's go.
Ooh, I missed. That was bad.
Got him.
Nice.
Man, I'm going to go steal their shit.
That is definitely orange. Green.
You're dumb and it's orange.
We're both wrong, red.
I could get that solo if I tried it a couple times, but we'll come back to it.
I'm fucking dick right now. Holy shit. Like,
I fucking suck right now.
Yeah, I can tell.
All right, we are back. We are back with some special bets, some special prop bets. Londo also here. Just want to get a little quick tidbit on there. Blue Prime is my guess. Don't know, don't care what the odds are. All right. I mean, we're all over the board. Everybody picked something except for yellow green. So we are all on it. But we're going to talk some Taylor Swift. It's Taylor Swift time. All right. Taylor Swift is landed in Los Angeles. The reports say she's back stateside. She is going to be at the game. Like, we didn't think that she wasn't going to be at the game, right? So she's there. Plus minus is at 8.5 officially. Got released at 7 p.m. on the sports book. You can now do it. 8.5 times she will be on screen. Guys, what are we slamming here? And we're going to start off with Londo. Londo is a Taylor Swift expert on our panel. Taylor Swift expertise here on the panel with Londo. Londo, what do you have here? Plus minus 8.5 times Taylor Swift on the screen.
If I know my Taylor, she'll be on screen.
What a healthy analysis from Londo on that one. Good job, bud.
You're welcome.
Over or under on 8.5? 8.5 times.
Wait. I'm sorry. I don't understand.
They'll pano the camera to Taylor.
Gotcha.
Eight, at least 9 times in this game. Are you over or under?
Over.
Over. Londo says they're going heavy Taylor in this one. Just Luke.
Exactly 8.
Exactly 8. Vegas ain't no dummy.
Yep.
Vegas ain't no dummy.
It's in Vegas for a reason, Ernest. All right.
Yeah, I get that. That's why these things I've been very hesitant. I've done my research. Chris Connor.
Oh, I'm going over. I'm not even making bold prediction here. Bold. That when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, somehow Taylor Swift will be holding on to that Lombardi trophy. You're going to hate it, people. I've seen the script. The script is in. It's going to be Taylor and Kelsey holding the title and then all of a sudden announcing the engagement. I'm telling you, I've seen the script. This is all like a movie production. I just know the ending. This is a spoiler alert.
You're saying Kelsey has the Lombardi? And then Taylor, he goes up to Taylor and tells her to hold it while he gets the ring and goes on one knee. So she's holding the Lombardi while he's proposing.
This whole thing is basically a spoiler, fans. That's right. That's going to happen. And we're all laughing. But when it does happen, I want you guys to pay up. Because I'm telling you, this just smells like, yep, it's going to happen.
Okay.
It's
so,
a Travis-Kelsey move.
If I can find the prop bit of does Taylor Swift touch the Lombardi trophy, I'm pounding yes on this. Okay. That's number one. Number two, I absolutely agree. I think there's a proposal of some sorts, whether it's around the game or in the game or in the celebration, it's going to happen, right? Yeah. It's absolutely going to happen. Number three, I'm really going over on this. Like, I get what you're saying, Luke. Like, hey, they're going to push 8 because it's Vegas. But like, Do we count after the game too? Like if the Chiefs win and we pano to Taylor, or is it only during the 60 minutes of play? I guess I need to get clarification on that, right?
That's true. I would think maybe throughout the entire broadcast.
So surprisingly, I researched the amount of times Taylor Swift has been on camera compared regular season versus playoff, just to give you guys the numbers to see if it changes your mind. And Taylor Swift was on camera during the regular season 7 times a game. That was her average when she was in attendance. In the playoffs, 11 times a game. So I get where the number's coming from. I'm going to pound the over, though, on Taylor Swift on camera, 8.5. Absolutely.
I want, before we go any further, I got to ask, though, what are the odds on a shirtless Jason Kelsey being panned to? Because that happened a lot, you know, in the Buffalo game where you see him leaning over the skybox, drinking beers as they're scoring. That's what people want to see. Jason Kelsey just partying like it's 1999, going nuts and drinking as, you know, all the other, you know, rich people in the box. Like, No, you gotta behave. No, bitches, I'm retired and I'm drinking. My shirt is coming off. Maybe even the pants.
So I usually, Chris, I know you're ranting here and I appreciate it, right? I do want to see Jason Kelsey shirtless as well on there. I want to see what he looks like. And we got a new arrival coming onto the panel right now, too, joining us here on the IntoLab podcast, your host, Ernest Silva, if you're listening. Source podcast right around the corner, jumping in right now. We're going to bring him on in just a moment. Luke went off screen, but usually I have two producers in here just funneling shit to me, and we have some fun. I have an in-studio wife right now that heard the name Taylor Swift and was like, keep her fucking name out of your mouth. So like, okay, well, we're not slandering T Swift here. We're all about the Swifties. But she's now officially, she's never listened to my show this year. And so the first time she's like, I say Taylor, like, this is the Taylor Swift effect right here. She's
exactly.
Like, get Taylor Swift out of your fucking mouth is what she just told me. And I'm a little hesitant to say anything else going forward. I just look, you're coming back on. Now, Source, you're on. Welcome to a hostile environment here on Into the Lab. What's up, my guy?
Nothing much. I hear there's a lot of Taylor Swift discourse going around. You got to keep yourself careful with your wife over there.
No, I didn't know she had a dog in the fight.
You
but
don't
want to
be in
like
the doghouse. You do not want to be in that doghouse.
So, Monkey Face is also saying, I agree, Tay Tay should not be in the convo. Guys, we're talking about a prop bet here, okay? I love Taylor Swift. Swifties are my favorites. It's in our title today. But we've all given our opinion on this. Officially, Sportsbook 8.5 is the number right now. What you got on this from your source, last 30-second take before we go to the coin toss?
Oh, on this one, I think I like the under on this one, honestly. I think it's only been like five or so times every time. I don't know the rough numbers. I know that she's only been on, there's been like 24 seconds, 34 seconds, 35 seconds. I do expect it to be a little more for the Super Bowl, obviously. But with that in mind, that's like, I don't know how many times you're showing her to get, how much camera time she's getting with how big the game is. And just, I don't know if it's that big of an increase from the regular season. That's all the statistical analysis I can try and find.
I will say this. So I got some stats for you. I had just said it right before you came on, but he averaged seven times regular season. Postseason, 11. That's where this number comes from, I'm guessing. Really? And so, yes, my wife actually ran in here screaming. She's only been on most 24 seconds. So I can concur. We've got two sources for that, right? My wife was like screaming at me.
Short camera stints, but a lot of them.
So we could
try to split the difference here, go over on the amount of time she's shown, but the under on total time, if there is one.
and so I also want to confirm that Monkey Face has also said that it is the full broadcast. It's the full bracket. That's also my wife's best friend. And so they're like attacking me now virtually here too. So we got everybody going full blast here about, hey, leave Tay Tay out of my mouth. But yes. So it's full broadcast. If it's full broadcast.
Full broadcast, I might have to, with all the numbers you have just presented to me, I feel like I would be a fool to take the under at that point. So I would also reverse my pick.
I also want to say, they could cheat this and just leave picture in picture and show Taylor the entire trophy presentation. And then it's just one. And then that would like be number eight and they screw everybody. Like that might be
something
Vegas would do. So
a long continuous shot.
Yeah. Anyways, we spent too much time on Taylor. If I keep talking about Taylor, somebody's going to say something on this show and then I'm going to get canceled by my wife and all of her fellow people. So I'm going to,
when I get it off social media,
let me get past it. And now see she's watching now on my socials, so I'm not even sure what's happening. And so we're gonna move on to what we would call the coin flip here on ITL. If you're listening, this is the IntoLab podcast with Ernest Silva, your host, sponsored by the Sport Gene hashtag. What's in your DNA? We're going to the coin toss. We're gonna start with Source on this one. You haven't had one to start yet, but let me give you some stats. Right. Heads is the 27 winner. Tails is the 30 winner. That's how many times in history those have hit. Heads has had the longest streak of 5, and Tails has had the longest streak of 4 three times. Three times it's hit that 4 mark. The last The last one to hit, which was last year, was Tails, right? Kansas City called Tails and they won it. They were your Super Bowl champion. Now my wife's leaving. And she's like, coin flip, no more Taylor. She's gone. So I'm not in trouble. So that's a good sign. But of course, heads hit the 2 years before, tails the 2 years before that. So we are on officially what you would call the roulette wheel of, do you ride out tails here or are you going to go straight into heads? And as you see, there's my wife with the eyes, making sure she knows I'm watching. What you got, Source? What are you doing? What are you rolling with here?
So, as you know, the former co-host of my show, my very dear friend, Job Goddard, now working with Miami FC. Very good friend of mine. Shout out, Job. Job had a saying when it came to this bet, because we talked about it quite frequently when Super Bowl time came around. And that was, if you bet tails and you win, you feel like a genius because tails never fails. Well, tails never fails. Guess it's just a variant. If you bet heads and you lose and it's tails, you feel like the biggest idiot in the world because tails never fails. So I'm going tails. That's the logic from Joe Goddard himself, and I'm taking it with me.
Tails is the call here, and it is important to note that four times before last year, the coin toss winner lost the Super Bowl, right? Kansas City broke that streak last year. So it's important to note for those who are trying to bet that and go back to the norm. Just Luke, you're shaking your head. Looks like you have a pretty solid opinion on this. What you got?
Tails never fails, Ernest. Like, let's be real. Come on.
Got you.
Never fails. Come on.
Chris Connor.
I'm sorry. I got to go to heads. I mean, there's no such thing as, oh, yeah, tails up. It's heads up. So as they say, heads up, tits up, and go with heads.
I like that.
Tits up. Shout out to Miss Maisel. Londo.
Oh, man. Tails never fails.
We got three tails never fails. I am actually a tails never fails type of guy, too. We're going to go 4-1, tails never fails. Last year was the first time we missed on this bet. So we were 3-0 until this bet. So I put it back on here to get it, have us redeem ourselves. We're going to officially take the side of tails. But we will shout out to Connor.
I'm honestly shocked nobody just flipped a coin on camera and decided right there.
Londo's flipping beer bottle caps as we have another technical malfunction inside the area. But okay, looks like we're back up and running. That is our last special prop bet. We're going to talk about some of those props that are out there, and I'm going to relay some to y'all. Y'all tell me what your confidence level would be on how many units you would slap on it right after this short interlude as we switch to round number two and the time you've all been waiting for aside from our bets, which is who is going to win this damn game. And no, we do not. Here's the coin. We are not going to talk commercials and which one's coming out first. We have missed every year on those. Let's just enjoy the commercials this year.
Bud Light's coming out first.
Even though Londo wants to put on there that Bud Light's coming out first. Thanks, Londo. I appreciate that. Making me a liar. Let's go round number two right after this short. All right. So in the betting world, right, we're going to go round number two. We're going into bets. We talk about the different plays. In Super Bowl, we kind of take one from the 100 to 500 area. We take another one from 500 to 1000, right? And we kind of go through that. So we're going to talk about some of the ones I really liked. And you guys can give me your confidence level and see if anybody else wants to ride those and how many units you would slap on it. Let's talk San Francisco 49ers wide receivers. Ayuk and Samuel to go over 75 yards each is plus 500 right now. It's a special bet you can make on many platforms. I really like this play. I might slap a couple units to have some fun with it. I'll start with you. Chris Connor, you were very down on the wideouts, but how do you feel about both wideouts getting over 75 yards?
I'm passing on that, because I think it's going to be a very heavy Kittles and McCaffrey game. I think the Chiefs wide receivers are going to take out, the Chiefs corner secondary is going to take out wide receivers. I think they're going to try to force Kittles to either go to Kittles, force Purdy to go to Kittles way too much, force him to go to McCaffrey, or just basically put it up there, and well, there's going to be a pick. So I think it's going to be under.
Okay, that's safe there. Source, what do you think?
I'm also going to pass on it, not because of it's not because of both of them. I think Debo is going to have a good game. I have some Debo props in my sheet, but I'm more worried about the Ayuk of it all. And the reasoning behind that is both. I do think it's going to be a heavier running game. I think Legarius Sneed is going to start on Ayuk on that outside. And Ayuk, I think, I don't want to say he's going to be bracketed by the top safety because I don't know exactly how they're going to work the safety. Spagnuolo is kind of known for being, you know, different every game with his safety play. But one thing he does like to do is run split safety blitzes, which is pretty much a free rusher. So to me, that means Brock's going to the first read short play. Ayuk, I feel like it's more of an intermediate, deeper route kind of guy. I think the passes are going to go to C-Mac, Kittle, and I think Debo gets involved because they can get him involved in those short drags and slants. I just don't know if Ayuk gets as involved with the possible bracket and the fact that I don't think many passes are going to be going deep downfield.
I like that play. Again, we're talking with Source and Last Call Podcast here on the Into the Lab Podcast as we go to Just Luke. Just Luke, what do you think about this play?
So is this, they both, is that right? They both have to go over?
They both have to go over. Yep.
I mean, I think Debo's a lock. I really do. Just because the sheer fact of he's throwing the ball this weekend. Debo is 100% throwing the ball this weekend. Shanahan is a Bill Walsh guy. What's the point of?
Oh.
The NFL saw that conspiracy. There's the NFL right there. Shut this fucker down.
The script. He's saying too much.
Yep.
We said Taylor Swift too many
Did
times
he say
on the show.
Debo will throw. Nope. Cut him off.
Yeah, he's saying Debo's going to throw, and I get it. You know, Shanahan's going to have some crazy plays. Shanahan likes to do that. We said before that Spagnuolo makes good quarterbacks look stupid. He makes great look quarterbacks look average.
Yep.
I don't think you can do that against Chiefs defense. I think you have to basically pound the rock and force them to have to play the run.
Londo, if you have to pick over, or if you're are you playing this bet?
I'm not going to play the bet, but if I were to choose, I would choose the under. I mean, this is going to be the game of defenses here. So you have two amazing defenses going up against each other, and I don't think they're going to get that 75 yards.
Well, Luke was canceled by the NFL just a moment ago, but I think I got him back.
I must have said something about Taylor. That's my bad. I'm sorry. I don't
get
cut because of it. Okay. No, like I said, I think Debo is going to crush that. The Ayuk one has always been a horrible play for me. At least during the season, it was tough. His numbers were always good if you bet it. But it seems like when you did bet it, he didn't do it. And when you didn't bet him, he crushed it. So to trust them in the Super Bowl with this, I think Debo crushes it. I don't think Ayuk gets there. I think maybe 50 yards for him. But I don't see – he doesn't get the rush touch. He don't get the rush touches. You know, he is the across-the-middle type of guy, which – the Kansas City Chiefs have struggled with down the middle, deep middle shots with that linebacking core. But I don't think Brock's going to have time to do it. So that's the other thing. So I think Debo crushes it, but I don't think Ayuk gets there.
I'm right there with you.
So I'm going to defend against the bet, right? Cause I put it on there. I like it a lot because I think Debo naturally will get there with the flow of the game. So I'm not worried about Debo. I have very similar thoughts. I think Ayuk gets it in garbage fourth time. I think we just see Ayuk at 4:53 going into the fourth, 5 minutes left. They're down 11 and they're just hauling 17 yard throws. And I think Ayuk's the guy that's just kind of chasing in the soft zone. And now all of a sudden Ayuk is 7 for 81 and like they're scoring and it's a 3-point game, right? And it's then we need an onside. Like I'm kind of giving away where my pick is going, but I kind of think that's what the game script is going to be.
Leave it to the end, but all right.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm super confident. There's a reason why this is plus 500, but like this, I'm saying, like, I know one side's a lock, and I think Ayuk is that soft spot, right? There's going to be like, oh, shit, maybe he gets 150-yarder in the first, and he goes quiet for the rest of the game, and I'm, like, biting my nails, like, just catch a couple of freaking passes, please. But that's where I'm at with this one. This is just going to get tougher. So, like, these are going to get way crazier, right, as we go on. We've got three more before we hit the game, so we're going to zoom through these. This one is actually my favorite one. So this to me is like easy money, and I'm gonna play the clip at the end, and I'm gonna defend it. Each team scores one plus touchdown and one plus field goal in each half, plus 1500. I actually like it a lot. So, are you telling me that the Chiefs have to score one touchdown, one field goal, and the Niners score one touchdown, one field goal in each half? Do I believe they're gonna score more than 20 points? Yes. I like this play a lot, so I'm a big fan of it. I'm going to talk last, though, as to why. I started with Chris last time. Let's start with you, Source. Do you like this bet?
You know, for the price, I guess I could be convinced to sprinkle on it. I'm less concerned about the first half than the second, because I think in the first half, the scoring, I think Kansas City's going to be able to put up points, and I think San Francisco – I do have San Francisco covering the first half, spoiler alert. But I just – the second half defense for the Chiefs is so good. I think they allow 7 points a game in the second half. Spags with those second half adjustments is really killer. I think that for the value of it, I could see myself sprinkling on that a little bit. I do like it at 15-1. That makes a little sense to me. I would just be cautious about being too excited after the first half, because I could see it easily having – I could see both teams having a touchdown and a field goal in the first half, and then the second half being extremely low scoring. So I could see it for a sprinkle. I see the vision. I just don't know if I'm all the way in.
Yeah, I'm putting like two mortgages on this one. So don't make – I'm just kidding. I'm not doing that. Let me – for the record, in case those eyes are still on the screen, that's not happening. I'm just kidding. But I do – I am at a sprinkle. I am also going to put some units on this. Just Luke, do you like the play?
I'm just concerned with the 49ers part of this. If you've watched their tape in the playoffs, they are extremely slow to start. And that's concerning with me. I can definitely see it in the second half. I have no issues with. The only thing I have this number stuck in my head that it could absolutely be 17-10 at the end of the first half, and the entire third quarter could be 17-10.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's just chaos at that point. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you just need the fourth to go your way, though, at that point, right? You just need to make sure your teams score your points.
But you know how those fourth quarters are, though, Ernest. You know how they are. Yeah, true. You're probably going to get – if you're sitting there thinking about it, it's 17-10, start of the fourth quarter, you may touch the ball twice.
That's true.
Maybe. Like – and then that's dicey. So you get a touchdown first one. So you're tied 17-17. Do you get the ball back?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't have any punt plays, but I seriously debated the no punts in second half just because you may only have four possessions with the way these teams kind of do it. So, yeah. I mean, wouldn't be crazy. But those are definitely something to look at.
It's just for the sheer number, I mean, why not? You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
You'd be like, I'll throw a tenner on it. Like, you know, it wasn't worth it. Yeah. I'm out $10. Whatever,
I get that.
You know what I mean?
I actually really like the play. I'm going to zoom around, though. Londo?
I definitely get, like, everyone's being hesitant because, yeah, definitely could be, you know, making only one touchdown first half and then not making it the second or vice versa. But it's to me, it's like a fun bet.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. So I would take it, honestly.
Why are you giving me $20?
I have another 20. Do you want 40?
Londo's all in.
Yeah, I'd be all in on that bet. Yeah, for sure.
Just handed me his paycheck. Stop, dude. Chris Connor.
I hate that bet. I'm sorry. I hate it with a passion. Because the 49ers offense starts off slow. B, I don't like them in this game. Look, this is a Spagnuolo defense that has gotten after the quarterback. And look, they second half of Baltimore, they made Lamar Jackson of that offense look pedestrian. Look at an offense which I think is just as good as the 49ers in a sense, the Miami Dolphins, and they literally put the clamps down, beat the hell out of Tyreek Hill, and shut down Jalen Waddle. So, I mean, look, the Bills. Josh Allen's is a monster who runs through people. That's not Brock Purdy. And this offensive line is not that great outside of Trent Williams. So I could easily see this being like a slog of a game. It's maybe 21-7, you know, Chiefs at the end because that defense is pissed off about being hurt. Oh, yeah. Well, the 49ers are much better. The 49ers are the better team. The 49ers, blah, blah, blah. And I can see that defense going, no, this is Brock Purdy here. This is an offensive line that's terrible. We're going to shut you down. There's nothing you can do about it.
So I agree with you. I'm not as harsh on the offenses being as stagnant with the defenses. Like, there was a point where we said this Chiefs defense sucks this year. Like, there was a point where anybody was scoring at will. So I'm not going to say that they're like this elite defense. I am going to say San Francisco is an elite team, but that just means both offenses have elite capabilities. And so I think there are going to be points in this game. Do I trust Andy Reid? And do I trust Kyle Shanahan to have offensive output in the biggest game of the year on the biggest stage where Kelce has to get a touchdown? So I'm guaranteed one half with the Chiefs because Taylor Swift has to get on screen after he scores. And and then you're going to have on the other side, Kyle Shanahan offense not score a touchdown one of these halves, I think is bonkers. Like, he is known to be the offensive elite. And then you just naturally get field goals. I like it. I like it a lot. It's going to be my heavy play for special props this weekend. I will dabble in this and talk more about it on my social feeds. And if anybody's a patron, you already have been hearing about this. So I'm putting it out there. But let's talk about the two home run hitters before we go to the actual game. And we're just going to lightly dabble on this. And this is going to be a free-for-all speak. We're not going to call on each person. I really like this plus 5,000. I'll slap a tenner on it. But over 2.5 successful field goals, a CEH touchdown, and an Elijah Mitchell touchdown. I've seen crazier. Okay. All I got to say, get down the goal line. CMC needs a break. Elijah pops one in. CEH randomly gets a carry across the goal line. All of a sudden, you just need 3 field goals. I'm not hating it. Like, it's not the end of the world to slap a tenner on this and then say, hey, it is
absolutely the end of the world because CEH has gotten a combined maybe 20 yards in 3 games. Like,
I'm under 1.5 carries for Elijah Mitchell, so I'm out on this one.
That one carry, though, for you is the touchdown. Like, that's the crazy part to this. Yeah. That's the crazy part, Sam, is that one carry was a touchdown. Damn, that's why I didn't have carries on here.
Anybody else?
No problem. We have a lot of Petco sponsorships. Any other takes on this one before we go to the craziest one?
No.
Chris is like, just get to the end, Ernest. I'm done. Got it. Here is where I'm slapping a fiver. All right. This is where y'all can follow my plan. If we hit, we hit. But if this game ends up having some touchdowns and we spread the love, I am not going to hate that we hit this. Kansas City wins, Kelce touchdown, Mahomes touchdown, Kittle touchdown, Ayuk touchdown, plus 9,000. Book it.
That's crazy. Mahomes actually making a touchdown?
It'd have to be like a quarterback sneak.
If you swapped Ayuk with Debo, I would honestly be I would be interested.
I think the Debo one lands it down to 7,200, but it's not crazy.
Interesting. Would like a 2-point conversion, would that be counted as a touchdown?
It would have to be a touchdown.
Oh, okay.
6 points. But yeah, so the only way Mahomes would count is if he caught it, if there was some sort of Philly special, or if they do the quarterback sneak. Yeah. Gotcha. His throwing touchdown doesn't count. But yeah, I loved this one because I said, it's far-fetched if I see all these people score touchdowns like and actually Kansas City wins, and it's not crazy, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the Debo one, I'm confirming, is plus 6,800.
I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, did Mahomes not score the first touchdown in the first Super Bowl against the 49ers? He rolled out to the right, he faked a pitch, and then ran it in. I think that's exactly how it happened.
All right, confirming.
Confirming.
I like everything except
that was the first one. Yep. 7-3 is what they took the lead. Mahomes.
Yeah, he rolled out.
1 yard scramble. Yeah.
Fake out. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there I'm okay with subbing Debo in and calling it a day.
Yeah.
There you go.
I can see it.
I'm just saying, I searched through all these, and I was like, which one's the most plausible to happen? I'm sitting on the couch kicking myself because I didn't put any money on it. Now you've heard it. You've had a chance to go in there and do it. I'm going to be riding it with y'all. If we hit, we hit. I want comments, shares, and everything saying, hey, guess what I got on ITL? I got $450, or I got whatever you got, right?
Should I slip you another $100?
That's up to you, bro. I don't answer to you. That's going to be completely up to you. That is our special props and some fun. If you want some more analysis, you know where you can DM and reach me. For most of y'all text me. I get 20 messages from 20 different people a day. I appreciate y'all. I'm excited. This is it, guys. This is where we're going. This is Super Bowl time. This is the pick, the final game of the year. This is for all the marbles. Let's run both teams. Your Super Bowl is the 49ers, 2-point favorites right now locked in versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Before we roll it, let's talk about both teams. Mark, with the clutch videos, let's start off 49ers. The 49ers, your team that's home, 2-point favorites against those Kansas City Chiefs. All right, we're here on ITL. We have Chris Connor with the Last Call podcast, Just Luke, one of our regular sports scientists, Sam with the Source podcast, and of course, in-studio producer Londo, and myself, your host, Carlos Silva with the head jab. Let's start us off with Just Luke. Luke, you're going to get the first dab at this. Who do you have winning this game, and in what fashion?
So my only quorums with the 49ers, sponsored by Petco, I have no quorums with their offense. Spags is gonna take away Christian McCaffrey. They'll have to figure it out from there. My concern is the defense. It is the defense for the 49ers. Their run attack they got diced by the Packers, they got diced by the Detroit Lions. He's singing you the song of his people right now, so just yeah, bear with me. Anyway, so like I said, they got diced up in those two playoff games, which is very concerning with Isaiah Pacheco. The boy just runs for him, right? Now, for the Kansas City Chiefs, they are the villains, correct? They're the bad guys. They don't, you know, they just want to be them. They just want to beat everybody. You know, I get it. They want to be the bad guy. I understand that. I'm actually excited for a Super Bowl for the first time in a very long time. I actually can't really wait to watch this game because it's going to be an offensive and defensive struggle both ways, I believe. It's going to be a tale of two halves. I'm leaning towards the 49ers right now. The most pressure is on Kyle Shanahan to get this done. I don't think it's on Patrick Mahomes. I don't think it's on Brock Purdy. It's 100% on Kyle Shanahan right now. And I think this is a legacy game for him. So right now, Saturday at 11:10, I'm leaning the 49ers.
All right. 49ers getting the first bid. I'm guessing to cover two. I would guess you're pretty strong about covering two. Niners getting the first bid on here. Chris Connor with Last Call Podcast. Who do you have?
I'm going Chiefs. I mean, look, they had the better defense. 49ers, I'm not worried about their rushing defense. I'm worried about their passing. They play zone. And against Mahomes, if you play zone, he and Travis Kelce will find holes in there, and it will slice you and dice you. Rashee Rice is coming on strong. Even MVS, and look, they know how to win. It sounds simple, and we all say, oh, yeah, you know, what does that mean? They don't get freaked out. They've been down this road. They've been down. Last year they were down, you know, by 10 points, and they came back. They were down to the 49ers in the first Super Bowl. They came back. The pressure's on the 49ers. If they lose this, they might never win a Super Bowl over the next 5 years because that team is getting pricier. They're getting older. You know, you might start losing players. You're going to have to pay Brock Purdy. I hate to say this, folks. I know because everybody's saying, well, this is scripted. The script is in. I've seen, spoiler alert, it's Chiefs 28. It's 49ers 20. And Travis Kelce is going to give a Super Bowl to Taylor Swift, get on one knee. He's proposing. I'm sorry. The script is in. I've seen it. It's a spoiler. We're getting more Swifty mania, whether you like it or not.
Connor, just a quick question on that 20. Is that a touchdown and field goal in each half? Just asking for the script.
It'll be touchdown and touchdown in the first half. And then the second half is two field goals. That's it. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
The script is in. And unfortunately, Ernest, get ready. More Swifty talk to the household. You might even get invited to the wedding because your wife's a big Swifty fan. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yep, I guess so.
Chris, I expect a copy of that script on my desk by the end of the night. Hey, appreciate it.
If I do, Roger Goodell's going to take us both out in the back and we'll put two in our back of the head so we can't.
The eyes are back.
The eyes are back. The eyes are back on. All right, Sam from the Source Podcast, grateful for you to be here. Now I want your big take. Who's winning this game?
I appreciate you having me here. I might take a little longer, but I just have some numbers I want to run you guys through really
quick. Throw them out there. Let the people know.
The Chiefs run a bunch of man-to-man coverage, and when they run zone, they run cover two. Brock Purdy, first in the league in EPA per play against man-to-man, first in the league in EPA per play against cover two. Patrick Mahomes, dead last in average throw depth. He is first in pass attempts behind the line of scrimmage and completions behind the line of scrimmage. San Francisco is already allowing the fewest yards per reception, so I feel like this plays directly into their defensive game plan of only allowing the short things underneath, which, to the Chiefs' credit, by the way, they have kind of found a way to go adapt to the defenses that have played this shell coverage over them and stopped them from going deep in the past. Ultimately, I do think that does hurt them, because I do think that the San Francisco defense is going to be prepared for a lot of these short screen passes, short drags, short hitches. And I think that plays into San Francisco's advantage. Both teams are bad against the type of run scheme that the other team runs. So I think both run games are going to have success. However, I do think that the offensive and defensive line advantage goes to San Francisco. And I know that might be a controversial take on one or maybe both of those, but that's just kind of the way I've kind of seen it when it comes to the run schemes that they're running against the Kansas City Chiefs defensive line, and the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs are not good against dual running back sets, and the 49ers are either the most or second run the most or second most in terms of two running back sets. And lastly, the Chiefs run a lot of split safety coverage, as I mentioned, with 5+ rushers. Purdy was the most productive passer versus the blitz this season, and now they've had 2 weeks to prepare for the Spagnuolo defense. It's very hard to repeat in the NFL. I think there are some off-the-field things going on, and I'm not saying that it's at all the same, but if we remember the Andy Reid Super Bowl against the Buccaneers when his son got into the car accident, that was not a well-coached game. His mind was not necessarily in the right place, and it was not a great game plan. I don't necessarily know how Patrick Mahomes is reacting to his father's DUI or DWI off the field, but I just don't think that's a good thing to happen to your star quarterback in the middle of Super Bowl week. Travis Kelce's dealing with all of these outside celebrity paparazzi entertainment people. I just think that it's kind of a recipe for disaster. The 49ers probably think this is their last chance, and while that does put a lot of pressure on them, I think that gets them laser focused as well. I think that Kittle has a big game. I think Debo has a big game. I have the 49ers winning 27-24. And yes, Ernest, that is with a touchdown and a field goal in each half. And what's more,
you heard it here. What's plus more 1500 is hitting.
I think the Niners win. I think the Niners win the coin toss, and I think they take the ball. And I think they march down the field and score a touchdown on that first possession, which I think is ultimately the most crucial possession of this game.
Sam with the hard facts.
It is. Sam with the facts. Should be a segment on ITL.
I like that, man. Kim ready with the numbers and everything. That's amazing.
Niners, Chiefs, Niners. We go to San Antonio now for all you listening to the knuckleheads here in the studio. We start off with Londo. Londo, you've done your research. You know what you want here. Who are you taking?
I don't know. Sam kind of convinced me. I don't know. And I hope you don't think I'm like patronizing you or anything. Like, seriously, that was some great information. But dude, I have been on Patrick Mahomes' side this whole season. For me, has been the Chiefs. I'm a ride or die kind of guy, so I'm gonna go with the Chiefs, man.
We are split 2-2. Londo takes the Chiefs. He says he's going to ride with it. That's his pick. I've mentioned it a couple of times, and you guys probably know where I'm leaning with some of the takes I've had with some of these prop bets, but I will give some background. So I don't bet against Texas quarterbacks, number one. All right, I'm going to take Texas quarterbacks the whole way. I did avoid a Cowboys fact in this whole segment just for y'all because I did have a Cowboys take that I'm not going to talk about, so you're welcome. The Kansas City Chiefs were originally in Texas, so it's also a Texas franchise that moved to Kansas City. Hard to go against that too. And then on top of all of that, if you want some cold hard evidence on this, the roulette wheel stays. It's riding red right now. This is the third longest streak in playoff wins history for the NFL that the Chiefs are riding right now. They're trying to chase another win. I'm not going to go against the current. I'm not going to bet against the color. The color is red, and it's a bright red, and it's Kansas City Chief red for me. So I am betting the money line on this. I am going to go heavy Chiefs on this bet. And for a number of reasons, I won't be surprised if the script does come out that the Niners lead this game most of the way. Like, there may be a point where Kansas City's playing catch-up because I've said it all year, right? The Chiefs don't look like the Chiefs. They did not look like the Chiefs all year.
Yeah.
And they have looked vintage Chiefs in the playoffs, but they have not looked like the Chiefs all year. Kelsey's looked like vintage Kelsey in the playoffs, but he hadn't looked like Kelsey all year. So I will say there are some chinks in the armor, but Kansas City, when push comes to shove, they find a gear. A lot of teams don't have that extra gear, and Mahomes and team have seemed to have that extra gear in the playoffs every year. They get to the AFC Championship. Sometimes they get to the Super Bowl. Sometimes they win the Super Bowl, right? And so I'm going to take the Chiefs for the fact that they do play it out. I set this on a different show, and I set this to a different group of people. This might be the end of an era for the Chiefs if they win. Not if they lose, but if they win. This may be Andy Reid saying, I'm done. There may be some bigger things happening behind the scenes with other players. Kadarius Toney situation's obviously fucked, but there's some other stuff going on with the Chiefs that this may be a change of the guard in Kansas City. And so we'll have to see what Patrick Mahomes and team does after this. But for this Super Bowl, with the matchup, Kansas City probably coming back from behind. We might be seeing very heavy 49ers. 49ers are the better team. So it's just going to be who plays the better game plan, who can adapt better, who doesn't turn the ball over. I'm taking the Chiefs in this game. I trust Mahomes over Purdy. I trust Kelsey over Kittle. And then I trust Chris Jones in the defensive line to get clutch stops in the fourth. And so I'm going to take the Chiefs to win this game just with those people and that personnel. And that is it. 3-2 Chiefs on the ITL panel for your Super Bowl. It is going to be a good game. If you don't have a dog in the fight, many of us don't, enjoy the game. Enjoy the family. Write your bets on a poster and check the mark as they go with the family. Have fun with it. Play the bingo. Watch some Tay-Tay. Have a good time. Again, we had a great panel. Great discussion today. I really enjoyed it, guys. But let's go around there and let's tell people where they can find your stuff and where they can find your information. Chris Connor, we'll start with you. Been a great, consistent football person on our show, The Last Call Podcast. Chris Connor, tell the people where they can find you.
Chris Connor.
You can check me out. It's LastCallPodcast.com. I'm also on Twitter, on Instagram. By the way, we just posted an interview today with rising Australian fighter Joel Lewis. Will be fighting on March 1st. I want to thank Tony Tolgi, the manager of world champion Andrew and Jason Maloney. We're going to have more fighters on next week. We're also going to have some pro wrestling, some football talk, and you can also find me on my Facebook page, The Last Call Podcast. I'm also on Instagram. And Ernest, it's been a joy to be on the show, and I'm looking forward to next week's show. We'll be recapping the Super Bowl. I'll be able to crow about the Chiefs and talk even NFL Hall of Fame, so we can hear you peacock about the Houston Texans' first ever Hall of Famer, Andre Johnson.
Oh, yeah. He already know we're going to be having really hyped up stuff on Tuesday. That's going to be a fun show. But I really appreciate you, Chris Connor. Of course, all the crazy takes and all the fun back and forth. I look forward to Super Bowl and chatting back and forth during the game, too. Chris Connor, really appreciate you. Of course, he's been a regular sports scientist on the show for years now, but just Luke making his grand appearance and final appearance on the football side of things. Just Luke, tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on X at Hearts2282. Ernest, I want to give you the biggest shout out, my man, for always having me on, giving me a platform the last few years. I really appreciate it, man. Had some great times. Still going to keep going. Might even dabble in a little streaming action coming at you soon, but ooh, we'll see. Nice. But, always a pleasure, guys. I really appreciate it. Let's just enjoy the weekend, man. It's just going to be a fun day tomorrow between the commercials, the football, and guess what, guys? We're not going to have football for another 6 months after this, so enjoy it.
Don't say that.
Hey, the Rock would disagree. The USFL and the NFL draft.
Yeah.
We got some stuff happening. All right, Source Podcast, join us. It's always great to have you, Sam. It's always great to hear from you. We need to have you as a regular on here. But tell the people where they can find your content.
Thank you very much. And the fact that don't blame yourself. That's my fault for being inconsistent. You guys can find me on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at Source Podcast 11. You can also find all of our material or my material on because I keep saying our. It's not me and Job anymore. On sourcepodcast.com. It is scouting season for us, which is probably my second favorite season behind the actual NFL season. The Drake May draft profile is up, so go give that a look if you want to see a little preview of what the scouting stuff looks like. Going to be a lot of quarterbacks, wide receivers, DBs, and linebackers, so look around for that, as well as NBA and occasional NHL gambling stuff. Ernest, thank you so much for having me on, especially on short notice, and hopefully I can come on a lot more soon.
Of course, brother. We have basketball starting, so I'm definitely going to want you back on. We have some strong takes here for Houston Rockets basketball. We'll talk later.
Proud supporter, so I'm with you.
Let's go. CJ Proud. I'm going to get you a sticker with that.
Please do.
Awesome. Of course. Yeah. Of course, we have Londo in studio. Londo, wave at everybody. There he is. And Londo, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Twix, X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Londo4292, where I do not post anything. But yeah, that's where you can find me.
That's wonderful. Catch Londo here on Into the Lab on miscellaneous nights during the NFL playoffs, but mostly Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mostly. Sometimes it's 8:45. Sometimes it's 9, like tonight. But I am your host, Ernest Docky Silva. Very excited for this week, guys. Have fun. Really enjoy it. But I think number one, bet what you have, right? Don't bet what you need. Don't be dumb. Enjoy the game. Don't spend frivolously. But if you're going to be like me, just bet house money, right? You've been playing all year. You have some house money. Bet with it. And good luck. May you guys hit your bets. May the game be phenomenal, one for the ages. And maybe we'd be talking on Tuesday like, wow, that was one of the best games I've ever seen. Thank you guys for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Again, comment below your scores or send those DM of those scores. We want to make sure we get as many entries as possible, get a chance to win $50. Hope you guys have a great night. And if you're listening during the day or in the morning, hope you guys win today. Have a great one. Good night, y'all.